you're planning on taking a bit of a road trip over the long weekend, you might want to stop in at Dungog. It is the Dungog Festival this weekend. There's loads going on. Garden rambles, musical concerts, workshops of all kinds. But as part of this, there is the inaugural Sculpture on the Farm exhibition. To tell us all about it is John Graham. It's his farm. G'day, John.
G'day, Jenny.
What does your place look like at the moment?
Well, it's actually looking really quite smart, and we've been lucky. The drought hasn't hit us as bad as it's hit a lot of people in New South Wales. So it's fairly green, and there's a lot of sculptures already installed and more arriving by the hour.
What's the idea behind Sculpture on the Farm? What was the plan behind this?
It was my wife Philippa's initiative. She is a sculptor, and she's been a great supporter of Sculpture by the Sea, which David Handley runs down at Bondi, and Sculpture in the Gardens, which Kay Norton Knight runs at Mudgee. And Philippa has exhibited up at Mudgee several years and been a judge there. And she had it put on her by Kay that she ought to develop a sculpture exhibition. And so that's why we've done it. And we set up a committee. It's a not-for-profit with the aim of bringing sculpture to the community of the Hunter and making it easily available. And we're so lucky that we've got 100 sculptures from just over 50 exhibitors.
Wow.
And there are going to be about 45 really big works out in the gardens and in the paddocks, and
yeah,
about 55 works, smaller works, that will be on plinths in exhibition spaces.
Gosh.
That we've got here at the farm.
Right. So people will come in. Are they paying to get in?
It's just $5 entry fee.
Okay.
And children and students are free. And it'll be open all day, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday morning until midday. And Monday, everyone's free.
Okay, so you come in, have a look around, enjoy the sculptures in that somewhat unusual surround. What do you think people will get from taking a look at them on the farm in that environment?
I think they're going to go, wow. Some of the works are big and very modern in their impact. Others are quite traditional. There's two works that have already arrived that people will think, well, they're good on a farm, because one is a wonderful horse's head, and it's from a sculptor in Queensland, and another one from a local Newcastle sculptor, Mike Garth, is a wonderful bull's head. So those two look at each other across the driveway. And
wow. Oh, John, that's fabulous. Just briefly, where do we find your property? Where do we go?
Okay, Fosterton is 8.24 kilometres up Fosterton Road from the township of Dungog.
Okay.
So if people drive down Dowling Street and right near the crossing of the railway line across Dowling Street, Fosterton Road starts, and we're just 8 kilometres up the road from there.
Great stuff. Have a wonderful weekend, John. Thanks for talking to us today.
A great pleasure. And there's going to be food and beverages here. There's loads of parking, and we're running a free bus every half hour from Dungog Township out to the farm as well.
Oh, good stuff. Good stuff. Thank you, John. John is co-founder of Sculptures on the Farm, which is part of the Dungog Festival happening this weekend. There's films at the James Theatre. There's a street parade. There's a Dutch hound races happening, vehicle shows, all kinds of stuff happening. Dungogfestival.com.au if you want to know more about that. On the way, the 10 o'clock news. After that, we're going back in time 50 years to celebrate the release of the Beatles' White Album. Antonino Tati will be with me as we appreciate the Beatles' original works and those that they've inspired over the last 5 decades. That's still on the way.